time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see?
Thank you. Yeah, Hound here. This is WFMU in East Orange. You're listening to the sound of the Hound on this non-rainy Saturday afternoon. Heard the Tune Kings with Growl, Eddie and the Showman with Squad Car, Sonny Burgess with Itchy. We opened up with Mac Rebinac and Storm Warning. And this is the Hound here. We have a special guest today, King of Men, Handsome Dick Manitoba. That was Irwin demolishing the microphone. HDM, say howdy to the folks.
Sup.
I don't know. What are we doing here? We're going to... Handsome Dick, formerly of the Dictators, world legend and king of rock and wrestling, managed to make no money out of either of these things, but giving it another go, getting right back in the ring.
Still living off the profits. What are you talking about?
Hey, you watch this Saturday morning women's, what do they call it, Wrestling Beauties? What is that thing called on Saturday?
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. You've been watching this?
I saw it once.
You?
I approve.
It is, it's good. About the best wrestling on TV. What do you think of this post-Cyndi Lauper wrestling world thing?
Wrestling has gotten too commercialized.
Yeah, it's really...
It's clownish. It's
lost its charm.
I don't see no cauliflower ears anymore. Used to have Bruno Sammartino with one of his ears look like a little thing sticking out of the side of his head. These guys, they're not rough enough. They're too glamorous. It's too much of a business now.
Yeah, like many things.
Too much moose in wrestling.
Too much moose in their hair.
More midgets, I say.
More midgets and gorgeous babes of wrestling. That lies the future of saving this once...
More breaths flying all over the ring.
Once grand sport.
You're still allowed to say that?
Nah, you're not allowed to say breasts. Unless you're discussing
chickens. If you're talking about a man's breasts, then it's okay?
I don't know. If you're talking about chicken, it's okay.
Bruno's breasts flying all over the ring.
So you're here plugging your latest project.
I'm here plugging some product, babe.
Product, babe. Tell us all about this product.
You want to hear about this?
Yeah. Let me see this. This is Handsome Dick's new band with Andy Chernoff, also the Dictators. Who are the other two guys in this band?
JP and Daniel.
JP and Daniel. Who are they?
JP plays drums. Daniel plays guitar. Daniel used to be in a band called Shrapnel.
Famous speed metal forefathers.
Famous New York band.
Yeah. Anyway, so you guys are playing some shows in the greater metropolitan area soon. These are the notes he wouldn't let us see that Andy wrote for him.
What notes? What are you, nuts? What are you talking about, notes?
Notes. He's got
Who's
like
Andy?
8 pages of notes.
Yeah, we're playing in Staten Island on May 2nd at Billy O's. Now, you know me to be a man of the truth. I do not lie, right, Jim?
Hi. Except for the times you said you were going to be here before and didn't.
The last time I was hanging out at Billy O's, there were just about the most beautiful girls I've ever... More beautiful than any Manhattan nightclub on a Saturday night. I'm telling you, gorgeous chicks, big boobs, everything.
Wow.
We're playing Billy O's on May 2nd, Saturday night.
Where is Billy O's? You know the street?
I'm glad you asked that. It's at 163 Van Pelt Avenue, and they got a phone number there, too. Would you like to know that?
Yeah.
It's 718-447-9108. 5 minutes off the Jersey Turnpike, Billy O's, Saturday night, May 2nd, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom.
Yeah. And what's the other gig?
Friday, May 8th at the Brighton Bar, the excellent Brighton Bar at 121 Brighton Avenue in Long Branch, New Jersey, 201-870-1030.
These are all the big places. Are you ever going to be playing within a stumbling distance of my house?
That dog just finished my calzone.
Goddamn dog. We waited like 20
years. Radio station.
We got here
anyway.
Late waiting for that calzone to come
that
out. The
dog has
oven.
Been like, that's all that's been on his mind. Since
Carson
got
took
here.
The calzone. All right. Dick is going to go wrestle Carson.
Dog finished my calzone. I hope he gets gas.
Dick is going to go wrestle Ken Friedman's dog for his calzone. This is Wild Kingdom, Dick's new band. And this song is Haircut and an Attitude, a new Andy Chernoff number, I believe.
You read well, Jim.
Yeah, he taught me that in school.
slave now.
Long hair.
structure. And if you don't learn it now, I'm gonna get you in the ring. Okay, you take your fist, then put it on your waist. And if you don't, you're gonna be a disgrace. Because you squeeze your partner's head, just blew in the face.
In the sewer, it's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slob. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along. I work down a manhole with a guy named Bruce, and we are in charge of all the refuse. He lets me go first while he holds the lid. I'm telling you, sheesh, what a sweet kid.
We sing the song of the sewer. The sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand. We'll keep things rolling along.
Ooh, 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 ooh. A funny thing happened to Bruce yesterday. The tide came along, he got carried away. He come out in Jersey, but it's okay now, 'cause that's where he lives anyhow.
We sing the song of the sewer.
Ooh.
Of the sewer, we sing this song.
We'll sing the song.
Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
My father, he worked in a sewer uptown. I followed his footsteps and worked my way down. That's how I began in this here industry. I just sort of fell into it. Lucky me.
We sing the song of the sewer.
Sing that song.
Of the sewer, we sing this song.
Oh, this is the song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
Turkey neck stretch, yeah, yeah. Well, everybody rock on the turkey neck stretch.
The first high heels are far
turkey neck stretch. Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody rockin' a turkey neck stretch. Your head goes forward, your neck goes back. You feel like a train and jump the track. You shuffle your feet, you wiggle your toes, pull off your shoes. Now go, Pat, go. Now you do the turkey neck stretch. Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody rockin' a turkey neck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the Hound here. This is WFMU East Orange. And that was Wild Manitoba's Wild Kingdom and Speedball. We heard Jan and Dean with Surf City. That was Handsome Dick's request. You do a lot of surfing up there in the Bronx growing up there, Dick?
Yeah, my bathtub. And I actually grew up in Canada. Moved to the Bronx in my early teen years.
What brought you to the Bronx?
Well, I grew up near a place in Manitoba, which is the Midwest of Canada. And I grew up outside this place called Porcupine Provincial Forest. Thing was, when I was a little kid, I used to go out into the forest and play with the animals all the time. And my mother was thinking it wasn't good for my upbringing to keep... I wasn't relating to human beings well. I was just hanging out with different animals. Hence the other nickname I have, which many people don't know, which is Nature Boy.
Right.
They said, they got to get me out of this place. So we found a nice little spot in the Bronx we moved to. And
any particular animals your favorite there?
Hmm.
We won't touch that one. We heard also heard Grady Neal with the Turkey Neck Stretch, Art Carney and the Song of the Sewer, the Novas with the Crusher, the Dictators with Master Race Rock, and we opened up with Wild Kingdom and A Haircut and an Attitude. So you spent about quite a bit of your life in the Dictators.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? How did you end up as the lead singer for the Dictators?
I lost enough equipment until they got me out of the way being road manager. I was just hanging out with the guys, and I was the road manager. And in truth be known, I did, I ripped an awning out of a building driving a truck one day. And I did lose an amp, and they decided that I was probably of better use in the band than working for the band.
A lot less of a detriment.
So I became the lead singer.
As the lead singer.
That was the qualifications for the Dictators.
Now, the Dictators are kind of an interesting story. You guys made an album, your first album for a major label, which is like 1975.
Right.
Pretty much before you even stepped on stage.
Right.
How did that happen?
Stupidity. we pulled the wool over their eyes, boy. We had Sandy Perlman and Murray Krugman, geniuses of vinyl. We had them come up the state listening to the band.
Background music.
They liked Andy's songwriting and Ross's guitar playing, and they said, yeah, we could do something with this. They signed us to a deal.
And put you on the front of an album cover.
Well, they realized the band needed one thing. It needed a spark. It needed personality. It needed intestinal fortitude. They turned around. I was just hanging around losing equipment. They figured, why not?
Why not? Somebody got a tax write-off out of that one.
I'm still living off the residuals. What are you talking about?
This is true. Dick does live in amazing splendor now in Manhattan, as we all know. And so you took quite a few years off from the music biz. What encompassed that? Were you in Tibet meditating?
No, shooting dope.
Shooting dope. Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
You?
After Dictators broke up, let's see. I just was having some fun, and I got into some alcoholizing and drugs, and it's what happens.
We at Radio Hound here are also experiencing the same kind of problems with our popularity. No, not really. And so you took a few years off, and what prompted you to get...
I was just messing around messed around with drugs. I got into problems with drugs. I got out of problems with drugs, and I started another band.
Just say no, folks.
Just say no.
So what prompted you to jump headfirst back into the biz?
So getting bored. I was getting bored with everything. I lived downtown in the East Village, and I was going around seeing different bands and watching people make a living and getting attention for something that even in my worst days of being in a drug haze all the time, I said, I could do this stuff better. I'm looking at it. It's the same thing, I think, that prompted Sugar Ray Leonard when he sat ringside and saw Marvin Hagler fight and said, I see something. I could beat this man. I was sitting there going like, get these drugs out of my way. I'm sick of this crap. I see something. I could do this stuff better than these guys. I just wanted to do it.
And any particular names you want to mention of somebody
you
saw? Yeah, let's throw some dirt around. Let's get you in trouble here. Let's see if we can make Andy bite his fingernails.
Ain't going to make your show any easier than that, ain't
it? Come on, we're worried about the ratings here.
A lot of bands.
not to mention these notes I get.
A lot of bands. Lots of bands. I ain't mentioning no names.
We won't mention any names. Okay. We're talking about this fight. I mean, that was really heartbreaking. Marvin Hagler losing to Sugar Hill is like another win for the yuppie crowd or something. What do you think?
I don't like Leonard.
I mean, the decision.
I thought Leonard won the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm strong Hagler, man. I think Hagler lost the fight before he stepped into the ring. I think he lost it in the brain game, and he played a stupid macho game. I'm Marvin Hagler. I'll take him under any circumstances. He shouldn't have taken him under any circumstances. He's the champ. He should have dictated the circumstances and realized that he let Leonard call the signals. He acted like the challenger. He went into the ring like the challenger, and he played right into his hands, right into Leonard's hands. And I'm a strong Hagler man, but I think Leonard won that fight.
Yeah, kind of a drag, especially where I saw the fight.
The Buckinghams, kind of a drag.
Yeah. where I saw the fight, the audience was really split in two. I mean, the real upscale crowd was for Leonard and the real...
Now, I saw it in the Garden, the mecca of boxing in New York, and it started out as kind of being loud for both fighters, but after two rounds, it was like, you know, the crowd like let their breath go, and it was like they were amazed by this marvel called Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah,
by the way... Hey, Manny, how you doing, babe?
Manny.
Manny called me up this morning, begged me to mention his name on the radio, so I wanted to give his life some meaning and value.
Manuelo.
Manicito!
We got some dedications, by the way.
To who?
A couple of bartenders.
Yeah!
Listen, these people deserve the dedications. Yeah. Andy from the Great Jones and Bob from the bar on 2nd and A. Dedicate the next entire set to you guys. And you got some dedications? Maybe the gang at Rosemary's or something?
Yeah, the whole Gaglio family at Rosemary's Pizza.
On First Avenue.
First Avenue in Manhattan. Hello.
Yeah. And we have we might even open up the phones if anybody's out there for the handsome one. And we'll be hearing more from Wild Kingdom. We'll play some other stuff like that. We got Den's Corner coming up to about 5 o'clock. Den, are you here?
Oh, yeah.
Dan, and we brought Roscoe with us. We got the entire entourage. So what are we going to do? Yeah, we're talking about sun and fun and all that. Dick, whoop. You added...
Ha! 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 Spit it out, kid!
Dick, not only did he bring wrestling and rock together, invented punk rock, but sort of like the original roots rocker here.
How come Lisa Robinson never gives me credit?
I don't know. Who's Richard Robinson?
Lisa Robinson.
Oh, Lisa Robinson. Mm.
She writes the rock-flavored article for the Post.
Mm. And has an amazing hairdo.
Yeah.
Second only to yours.
Some people call it a hair don't.
Hair don't. Well, this is this version of California Sun. What prompted you to sing this as one of your singing debuts?
What prompted me?
Yeah. What was on your mind?
The surf thing, the beach thing, you know? We had that mystique up in the Bronx. We always wanted to... We were always affected by the surf thing, so we did it.
Big in the Bronx.
Exciting question, exciting answer.
Who's pressing their face against the glass out there? Okay, we're going to go to some music. We got the Dictators with California Sun, and we'll be hearing more from Wild Kingdom, more of Handsome Dick Manitoba, and The Hound, and Dan's Corner, and everybody else who piles in here.
Yeah.
That was a terrible cue, too. I did that while we were talking, though.
California sun.
Well, I'm going out west down on the coast. Oh, yeah, Santa Rosa chicks, man, they're really most. Oh, wow, 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 well, I jerk. And I jerk. And I monkey. And I monkey. And I groove. And I groove. And I groove. And I groove. Well, the girls are frisky in old Frisco. Yeah, pretty little chick, man, wherever I go. Oh, whoa, 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 well, I'm mouse.
And I'm mouse.
And I'm robot.
And I'm robot.
And I twist.
And I twist.
And I shit by Cuba.
And I walk.
Well, out there having fun. In the warm California sun. Well,
Saturday, Saturday, May 2nd at Billy O's, 163 Van Pelt Avenue, Staten Island, New York. Manitoba's Wild Kingdom will rock your socks off. 718-447-9108. That's Saturday, Saturday, May 2nd at Billy O's on Staten Island.
Thank you, Handsome Dick. Let's hear one more from Wild Kingdom. This is called The Perfect High.
Thank you. a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy-whipped body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating, pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gun losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-bellied, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
I'm gonna go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. The girls are frisky in the old Frisco. A pretty little misser wherever you go. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. They talk, that talk, they twist, like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. Way up there, Bob Fender's straight pipe, she's running nitro. They call my baby Annie Yoke, they say my baby come from Okefenokee Swamp. My baby, now my love is true, now baby what can I do for you, baby? I told my baby, see you later. She come looking for me on an alligator, my baby. My baby. Now my love is true. Now baby, what can I do for you, baby? From New York, New Jersey to Kansas City, never ever seen no one as pretty as my Annie. Oh, my Annie, she my baby, my Annie Yoakley. She come from my Okefenokee, my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. She my girl, my Annie Yoakley. She come from my Okefenokee, now baby. Yeah, 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 now baby. Yeah, 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 now baby. Yeah, 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 now baby. For my love is true, now baby, what can I do for you, baby?
Yeah, yeah, Hound here, underboss of overmodulation with Bobby Jameson and Okefenokee Baby. We heard the Crestones with She's a Bad Motorcycle. With, Paul Simon actually wrote that song. You like Paul Simon, Dick?
I like Paul Simon's dick? Oh, Paul Simon! Oh, from Simon and Garfinkel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good songwriter.
Yeah.
Weird little Jewish guy from Queens.
Yeah. Joe Jones in California Sun. We heard Freddie Blassie with Pencil Neck Geek. Wild Kingdom with The Perfect High, and The Dictators with California Sun. And I love the New York Post, you know, because it just reminds you of why you shouldn't. I actually got my own copy here, Den. Thank you, Dennis. Let's have a little salute to the Radio Hound official road manager, Den. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Dennis. So what's in the Post today? Howard Stern's bleeping wild rally, in which you know they're rallying about these new FCC rulings. I would have been there, but I think I probably didn't even know about it. Howard Stern is on way too early in the morning for me to deal with. Yeah, well, you know, but he did get Al Lewis, Grandpa and the Munsters, to blurt obscenities.
Hyman, what are we gonna do, Hyman?
Two women bared their breasts, and this was a huge rally. And some of Howard Stern actually had some great quotes here. The last time you crucified a Jew, look what happened.
Bounced effortlessly.
Excuse me?
In the air. No, I'm just doing little side porno stuff.
Oh, good. Keep going. But the ultimate comment from Howard Stern was, "This is excellent, man." Yeah, we salute Long Island.
Yeah, man.
Did they get FMU in Long Island? I don't know.
They get FMU everywhere.
Yeah.
They get it everywhere.
Jim Baker has been charged with slammed with new charges. This is on the same page with the headline, "Hinckley still has hots for Jody." But, Reverend John Ankerberg said on the CNN Larry King show, "People gave me more evidence than I wanted to hear. Credible, solid evidence." There's talk here about sexual relationships with prostitutes and homosexual liaisons with other men. As if
praise
have a,
be! Praise the Lord!
Jim and Tammy.
Praise be! Praise be!
What kind of dirt you think on Tammy is going to come out?
Uncle Jed.
What kind of dirt would you like to see come out on Tammy?
Well, there's the whole drug and alcohol thing, probably.
Yeah, drugs, alcohol, and Gary Paxton.
Yeah, right.
I think Tammy made a sex slave movie years ago, and they're trying to get it shown, but it's under wraps right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what I think is the next thing in the Post.
Hmm.
Lewis's second heart surgery and Tammy Baker sex slave.
Mm.
But see, Jim talked to God this week, and it's God cool. said he's like, cool.
It's cool.
He said, yo,
cool.
Jim, things are cool. Jim, he talked to God.
Yeah. He said, send some money, and we'll clear this whole thing up. What else do we have here? Oh, yeah, I actually have some more dedications. I'd like, seeing as Dick was at one time in his life the lead singer from the Dictators, let's make some dedications to those people we know who were stomped at Dictator shows, such as Nancy Breslow and Ted Gottfried, two pals of ours who were mauled on New Year's Eve. Did you see this from the stage? You were on stage during this.
No.
No?
Hamburgers were hiding my view.
Mm. Evidently what happened.
That was a wild show on New Year's Eve.
During the hamburger
fight. If you
fight,
missed it, you just missed it forever, that's all.
Yeah. But we'll recapitulate some of it for our folks. During the hamburger fight, one of the bouncers came over and decided to demolish two of our friends. No?
I bartended.
Kai Eric? Did he buy you guys a few rounds last night?
Kai, Thursday night.
Kai.
Good to me.
Kai was good to Roscoe on Thursday night. Kai was actually on this show one time playing bass with the Panther Burns, and that was unbelievable. That was great. Yeah.
Kicked in the night. swimming when the sun comes on. Saturday night, they do it up right. We couldn't make them funny with a hydrogen bomb. Making surfing, flying high. There's gonna be a party tonight. Bring your baby and your guitar too. We can't get started in. In town, it's hard to believe unless you've seen him around. He came a crawling in our town quite a while ago. How he ever got so mean, I swear I'll never know.
The Crusher, the Crusher.
He's mean. Frightens everybody bad for miles and miles around. You know that he is big, my friends, and tough, I'm telling you. Well, the ring scale busted when it reached 262. Last Friday night they had a tag match at the old town hall. Everyone in town was there, cats and dogs and all. Things are really happening with everyone surprised. In the ring jumped the Crusher and gouged him in the eyes. Applied a hammer lock as he growled around the ring. Taking heads were cracking like they didn't mean a thing. Then he threw them from the ring so far they can't be seen. His meanness set the crowd on fire like it was gasoline. Started going wild when he began to yell and growl. He moved his body to and fro like some giant ape. Then he started stomping. I said, it cannot be. The crowd started screaming, the Crusher!
Thank you.
Power Lounge theme song, courtesy of our boy Roscoe, from the home four-track experimental thing, box set. We heard the Wailers with Louie Louie, the Trashmen with New Generation, Handsome Dick Manitoba with Hand Clapper.
Roscoe rules, baby!
Yeah, let's hear it for the Sco.
The Sco!
King Crusher and the Turkey Necks with King Crusher. Link Ray and Hidden Charms. The Sonics with Have Love Will Travel. And about 3 hours ago, we opened up with Earl, Vince, and the Valiants, and someone going to get their head kicked in tonight. This is WFMU East Orange, listener-sponsored radio. And we have special guest, Handsome Dick Manitoba. What's on your mind there, Handsome Dick?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Sitting here catching up to my Jersey band scene.
Your Jersey band scene?
Yeah, I'm reading Downtown.
You're reading... Oh, yeah. You on the cover?
What it's called?
What was that magazine you were on the cover of?
Oh, sorry. Wrong magazine. I'm on the wrong day. I'm reading here East Coast Rocker. Change that.
I've always been suspicious that every one of those magazines was simply the Aquarian.
I just like to look at the bands, like the garage bands and like the names.
I always like
the Z at the end of everything.
The Led Zeppelin tribute bands and the Grateful Dead tribute bands.
The Grateful Dead tribute band was great.
What are they called?
Volunteers. I saw
Crystal Ship.
No,
Crystal Ship is the Doors.
Volunteers had pictures of them. Yes,
Fat Brain Dead Hippies.
Like the dead.
I think that
they
was
like
the dead
bearded
tribute
guy.
Band.
They got like the bald guy. They don't have the dead guy though. The Pigpen guy.
They don't have the dead guy.
You probably check with them on that.
Anybody out there want to die for art? Anyway,
that was last week.
Yeah, we had something else we were going to rant about. What was that?
What subject would you like to speak on, Mr. Disc Jockey?
I really wish the Yankees would get rid of Rigetti. I mean, just. Dan, you want to
answer
the door?
That thing is brightening.
Yeah, that's the doorbell.
Brightening and brightening.
Do you think the Yankees should just get rid of Rigetti, retire him, trade him, sell him to the circus,
I think
maybe?
He should be the second or third starter on a team. He never should have been a relief pitcher. 45 saves. Overinflated statistic. Most of them were when it didn't count. He constantly blows. He constantly blows opportunities when it counts.
Whoa.
And we don't need a guy like that.
This joint's haunted. That door just flew open.
Jeez.
And caused them.
Well, this one, I closed
Captain
it.
Howdy.
Slam that thing. Call the...
Reagan, is anyone living in you right now?
His name is Captain Howdy.
So you think the Yanks are going to do well this year, or you think they're going to fizzle?
You got the speakers on in here.
Hey, man, I don't know.
Speakers
this, this
on
professional
on
place. I'm not used to working with this feedback.
Well, you got to speak like directly into the mic. You got your sideways in the mic there.
Oh, blame it on me. That's right. It's my fault.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm just a guest here in the studio, professional studio, dude.
Hey,
your guidance is lousy. You'd never be a wrestling manager.
It's true. You want to wear the headphones?
You just unplug these to make it sound.
Yeah. Anyway.
See, I conquered this so technical.
Yeah, babe. Talk to me. Come on, Marsh. Spit it out. Talk to me, babe.
We saw you last year on MTV.
Oh, I was great.
Mucus Television.
Yeah.
And look.
Oh, I don't know. I like MTV.
The rock and wrestling panel. They pay you for that?
Yeah, no.
You got to bring what's her name to tears, almost. What was
oh,
her
yeah.
name?
Oh yeah, she's that girl that used to write for Rolling Stone. She's she had a hard time with me. She had a hard. She was a modern woman, you know.
I kind of got the impression really that you liked her, that you were just. It was just your way of trying to impress her.
Maybe deep down inside, I liked her, but...
I mean, let's be serious. Did you, you know, a little skull afterwards?
I really can't talk about that, Jim. Come on. You know, certain things...
I don't know. You're the one who brought up shooting dope. I figure anything's okay now.
Shooting dope's okay. Don't mention sex.
Right.
Sex is dirty. Sticking a needle in your arm is... Actually, it's not okay.
No.
Is it?
It's
okay to talk about, though.
It's disgusting.
It's okay to talk about. So you can tell people, oh, I had these problems when I was a drug addict, and oh, but you can get explicit about it. You can talk about the blood, and you can talk about the dry brown stains on your shirt from the blood and not giving a heck. But you can't talk about breast meat.
I think he's just jumping on this David Crosby bandwagon here. Oh, yeah, the People. Did you see the cover of People magazine?
No, I haven't, sir.
David Crosby, who looks even more like Meathead Stivic than Meathead Stivic looks.
Yeah, he's really the one.
Confessions of a, what was it? Confessions of a coke addict, cocaine addict.
That's the latest thing in rock and baseball. Let's mess up our lives on drugs and then come back and tell our story.
Well, we're trying to catch up
my
in the radio
field. My comeback is the band.
Here, yeah.
That's my comeback. I don't have to tell my comeback. The band is my comeback.
Wild Kingdom.
Yeah, that'll do it.
How did you decide on that?
That's the ticket.
That's the ticket to riches and fortune. The rock biz, the rock music biz. So how did you decide on the name Wild Kingdom?
Let's see now, upon many a night of pondering, we were just bandying the name about with Wild, and then blah, 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 and boom. Andy, sure enough, comes up with Wild Kingdom one day. I said, throw the Manitoba in front of it. We got ourselves a nice little band, a little rock-flavored combo.
Rock-flavored combo?
Yeah.
So, you guys are into, like, the heavy volume thing, right?
We're into the heavy thing.
Yeah.
We're into playing on 11, like Spinal Tap.
Yeah. So do you enjoy this?
We're not pure metal band. You know, we got some...
Come on, tell us...
throw some pop in there,
tell us about
rock.
Your musical influences and all that junk.
I don't really hardly listen to music.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry to cut your... probably had 4 minutes penciled in for that answer. Yeah, sorry, Jimbo.
I was going to go to the bathroom. We got any more
questions?
Well,
just put on MacArthur Park, and then you could, like, fall asleep in there.
Yeah.
Isn't that the old DJ trick? I'm constipated. I'll put on MacArthur Park.
Yeah, I just hate that song with a passion. With a vengeance, I hate that
song. What was
his
name that did that?
Well, Waylon Jennings did a version.
No,
I can't remember
who
else.
The actor, the English...
Richard Harris.
Yeah. I am not an animal! I am a man! I was from Man Called Horse.
Yes, I remember. Great. That's where they hung him up by his nipples with fish hooks.
Ooh. Ooh, I like it. Ooh, it sounds like
fun.
Another
one of Jim Baker's faves.
Yeah, Jim Baker.
Oh, that's where Tammy's been downstairs.
Yeah.
Chained up backwards until... her head turned purple. Hey, relax. I'm a master of the verbalage. I ain't going to blow it with the seven words.
Have you ever thought of radio as a career?
What am I going to do with this face?
Huh?
What am I going to do with this face? I look like you. I can hide behind a microphone. I got to let the people see the face.
The handsomest
My
man
mother
in
didn't
rock
name me
all.
Handsome for nothing.
Not to mention the process.
Yeah.
That's right. I used some Dark and Lovely this week. I got the process going. My hair is flowing. Intestinal fortitude. The band be showing.
But let's tell the truth. Your process is taking a slight recess there in the front. The hound does have a full head of hair, ladies and gentlemen.
And the hound, to go along with that full head of hair, has a more than ample belly hanging over that waist. We'll call that about an extra 20 pounds of a flubber.
No, that's not
Son really. Of Flubber, also known as Jim Marshall.
No, we're going at it now. We're calling Dick. I'm calling Adam.
Tell the people that we're playing the Brighton Bar on Friday, March 8th, 121 Brighton Avenue, Long Branch, New Jersey. That's Friday, March 8th, the Brighton Bar, Long Branch, New Jersey, 201-870-1030. Be there.
You get paid for that?
Probably not. Just want to... I want to make no money out of the rock business. I just want to make one person smile by playing my music for them, and I'd be happy for the rest of my life. Heck with money. Who needs money? I ain't got none now, and I'm happy.
I don't know. Who needs money? The fans approve. But, why don't we just shut up and play some records? That's, I think, you know.
What's the matter? You getting nervous, Marshall? You running scared?
Me?
I cut your throat with the verbal sword.
Yes, folks, I remember my first beer. We're going right on to Don Covey. Goody, 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 goody. Girl, you sure look good.
Ethel. Ow!
And roll beat. I couldn't control my jumping feet. Now it's blue, blue, blue. Lay over my blue suede shoes. Let's a rock, let's a roll, let's a rock. Mama, but rock instead. Man, I dig that crazy beat. The crash boom band playing down the street. The drummer and the sax, they sure turn on the heat. The let's a rock, the let's a roll. Well, it's rock and roll fever going round. Rock and roll fever and rock me down.
I'm gonna get it, rockin' and a cheating in it, but I gotta say, who it is?
sound beats. You'll hear tough sounds. I mean real tough sounds. Paradis, Joe Serrano, Dal Carnival, Grover York, Bill Lanning, Pat Patterson, and yours truly. We'll play 'em fast. We'll play 'em slow. But when we play 'em, you just got to go.
You're still rolling. You can take it anytime.
Okay.
All right. Number three, take seven.
Hey, little girl, why'd you get them curves? Hey, little girl, why'd you get them curves? Down to your feet, you got a whole lot of meat. A little girl, you look so fine. Hey, little girl, you look so fine. You're some treat. You got a whole lot of meat. You got small feet, big brown eyes, great big legs. And oh, my little girl, you look so sweet. That big bound brain, what may be your name? I got taters, I got bread, I got lamb on a leg. You're just my size, you're a tree for my eyes. You more like need another one because I didn't get it.
Huh?
I didn't get that one either.
It's all right, that was sure good up to there. Take eight.
Girl, where'd you get them curves? Hey, little girl, where'd you get them curves? Down to your feet, you got a whole lot of meat. Little girl, you look so fine. Hey, little girl, you look so fine. You're some treat. You got a whole lot of meat. You got small feet, big brown eyes, great big legs. And oh, my little girl, what may be your name? You look so sweet in that big brown frame. I got taters, I got bread, got lamb on a leg. You're just my size, you're a tree. From eye. You got a little bit here, a whole lot there, curves in the middle, and oh, little girl, come go with me. Oh, little girl, come on, go with me. I like the way you wear your whole lot of me.
Thank you.
I got bread, got lamb on the leg. You're just my size. You're a treat for my eyes. You got a little bit of hair, a whole lot there. Curves in the middle and oh, little girl, come go with me. Hey, little girl, come go with me. I like the way you wear your whole lot of me.
Yeah. Out here, this is WFMU in East Orange with our special guest, Handsome Dick Manitoba. What was all that noise?
Oh, Manitoba.
Yeah, we heard B.B. King with a whole lot of meat. The Downbeats and Downbeat. Little Bobby Mascaro in Moving In. Richard Berry and the Pharaohs with Rock, Rock, Rock.
Ooh.
Don Covey with Ooh My Soul. And we open up with Buzz Busby and Rock and Roll Fever. Let's try and open up the phone lines a little. Talk to the handsome one, Dick Manitoba. That's area code 201-266-7900.
Phone lines are lit up already.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Well, why don't you put the headphones on for this, Dick, so you'll know what's going on, and we'll try and figure this out.
Put them on.
Yo, hello.
Oh, make yourself lower.
Hello.
You got to make yourself lower in here, babe.
Myself? Too loud for you?
It's like, I don't want you that close to my brain cells.
Sorry, guy.
It's worse than acid.
Hello. Yeah, this should be on. Hello?
Yeah, but Hound is so loud in here, it's unbelievable.
Really?
Totally.
I must have high-end damage, but it doesn't sound loud to me. Yeah,
are you there?
Yeah, we're there. Are you there? Who's this?
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Tom? Is that T-H-O-M or T-O-M?
Is
that pronounced Thom or Tom?
Tom.
Thom. Hiya, Thom.
Hey, is Lori there?
Lori? No, I finished with her in the center of home.
You did?
Yeah.
Well,
I had my way with her, and I was done. I sent her home.
Doesn't?
Let's,
come again?
How about if somebody calls 266-7900 or 266-7901 and talk to the handsome one? So, Dick, let's hear Dick's sports predictions for the year. What do you think?
About what? Okay, sports?
Yeah.
All right, here's my prediction for sports. They will exist next year.
That's pretty good.
That's my sports predict. What? Dude, hey, man, give me a sport, babe.
Beb?
Hey, babe.
Mud wrestling.
Oh, my bones. Oy, my bones.
What do you think about the National League?
Baseball. I'm an American League fan. Yeah. I'm a Yankee fan.
Me
I
too.
Don't like the Metsies, and I don't think they're cute, and I don't think they're good. And I'm a National League. I'm an American League fan.
And they were styling moose in their hair. And make unbelievable errors in the World
Series.
We
know about Keith and Rusty.
I've always suspected that, yeah. So, I don't know, what else?
Cooney's going to lose.
You think he'll get by, I mean, obviously, you know, he has to fight Michael Spinks in order to get a shot at Tyson now.
See, I think, like,
the idea of a Tyson-Cooney fight is like a $40 or $50 million concept in somebody's mind.
A sextravaganza.
I think Manitoba thinks is that by all rights, Spinks should win. Cooney's got a puncher's chance. If Cooney hits him solid with the big left hook, Spinks ain't going to be able to take it, even though he takes a good punch. He ain't used to getting hit by a monster like that. Except if Spinks can stay away for 5 or 6 rounds, I think he'll puff up Cooney's eyes. I think he'll box his ears off. If he could stay alive for 5 or 6 rounds, I think he's going to really do a number on Cooney, except I always wonder about boxing. There's something a little seedy about it, and with a $50 million gate looming largely in the background, I can't help but thinking that something's going to go wrong
in order to keep
that fight alive. Stop interrupting me when I'm speaking, Mr. Marshall.
Hey.
I'm a guest here.
I want to live
from
you.
Be a nice guest. Be a nice host, I mean.
Be a nice host. We'll have Den bring you some tea and crumpets. How's that? See, nobody wants to talk to the handsome one. That's area code 201-266-7900.
Where are we, Jersey? Scared.
Oh, you think they're scared of you?
I don't know. I mean, it's only over the phone. It ain't going to bite your head off.
Oh, well, you know.
Unless no one's listening to this show, and I'm just could have talked to you over in Rosemary's for...
It's possible. Yeah, they could all have left when they heard you. Anyway, we can always just go back to some more music here. Or we can have the handsome one tell us all about his life as a child in the Bronx.
How about the music?
That's what I say. Hit it.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Let's give this one phone call a chance. You want to do this?
Yeah. If it's my mother, I'm hanging up.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Oh, my back.
Hello. You're on the air. Now they don't want to talk, huh?
Yeah.
See, you scared them off. Hello, you're on the air. No, they're not. Let's just go to some music. This is...
He don't leave me no choice. Supposed to be so bad and don't know fear. Hey, look here, Tarzan. What's the big idea?
Stop me, sorry.
Oh, man, they don't leave you acting so humble. It's too late now. You woke up all the jungle.
Well, me look for James.
Looking for James? Ain't this a pimp? You know you need to be hard-swift. Help me, Tarzan.
Tarzan come.
Help me, Tarzan. Save me, Tarzan. Help me, Tarzan. Oh, cool yourself, girl. Tarzan come. Look here, Tarzan. I know you're supposed to be bad and you make all the jungle laws. Run around killing up alligators and breaking lion jaws. And whatever you come on the scene, everybody's nervous and tense. But all this screaming just don't make sense. Of course, I could be right and I could be wrong. But with all your good looks and talent, New York City, man, is where you belong. Yeah.
Tarzan, you don't want to leave jungle, see? Tarzan, no monkey full of tricks.
Oh, man, I ain't full of tricks. That cat got his own self in that bitch.
Well, look how Tarzan gets to New York.
Swim, Jim, swim.
Well, what's Tarzan do when he gets to New York?
Wrestle, man, wrestle.
Okay, well, Tarzan go to New York now. Goodbye.
Yeah! Woo, man, am I glad that cat go to New York. He sure was a drag. Jane Tarzan going to New York.
Everybody's jumping down and moving around. To the hall, we're running, shushing to a crazy sound. Jim Dandy trying to feel a little kiss or two. Stop. We're kissing at the hop. Long tall Sally is having a ball. She's rocking with the cat about 3 feet tall. He said, come down, baby, put your lips to mine. Over in the corner where the lights don't shine. She said, stop. We're kissing at the hop. Can't take it no more. Bonnie Maroney is a stealing the show. Reeling and a rocking, yelling to let go. Stop. Kissing at the hop. My little bitty pretty one, she's a mouse.
body when I hold her close. She's the one that I really want to squeeze. But when I try to kiss her, she whispers, please. Stop. No kissing at the hop.
This is a hit! You baby, get me somebody else. But I ain't mad at you. Don't be mad at me. I ain't mad at you. Don't be mad at me. I ain't mad at you. Live it up. You had it long enough. Baby, what did you say last night?
What would you like to hear?
Mama, mama, do you want to rumble with me?
I don't want to hear that! I don't want to hear that!
Well, we gonna rock and roll tonight.
I like that!
We're gonna rock and roll tonight.
Mary's and I asked her for a date. She said, I'm sorry, just a moment too late. I said, you treat me like a this and that. You ain't gonna ride in my Pontiac, cause I'm moving. Hey, child. Door, turn the key, pull the gear, master pedal to the floor, and you're moving. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, I'm a telling you, Jack, I've got a pony, I don't got a little bag. Yeah. Uh-huh. Enough to drive the average rich man wild. But listen, Jack, this is a natural fact. That Bonnie Bill is the last pony act for his school.
Here with what are we doing?
Oh, really?
Yeah, looking for the
okay.
What was that? How did
what
that
song?
Get started? That was actually Andre Williams with lost my train of thought there.
How it coming?
Andre Williams with the move, and we heard Jerry McCain with We're Gonna Rock, Rock, Rock.
And now we're going to hear little Andre Castellanets.
Yeah.
Easy listening.
Bobby, Mr. Blues Merrill with I Ain't Mad at You. Trez Trezzo in Rock Around the Clock. Gunter Lee Carr with We're Gonna Rock.
Mel Torm?
Mel Torm?
You got any Mel Torm, the Golden Pipes?
Mel Tormente?
Mel Torm. Let's get the best set of pipes in the biz,
Phil
babe.
Flowers with No Kissing at the Hop.
Mel Tormoi.
You think so?
Tour singer.
Best set of pipes in the biz.
Yeah, I gotta go soon because I have a date at Michael's Pub tonight to hear Mel Torm.
Is this true?
Is Bobby Short playing with him? Tonight?
So,
Gloria Vanderbilt's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Darling.
I had something I was gonna ask you, but I forgot what else. You're talking about Dion from the Bronx?
Forget about it. Dion, in those days, Dion stood on the street corner and did manly music. Belmont Avenue in the Bronx, a little area called Little Italy. It's amazing because it's surrounded by some of the worst slums in the city, but that area is like the safest, lowest crime area, that like certain few block area.
Why is that?
Our Italian friends see to it.
Enough.
That it's a safe, clean, respectable area where men can sing doo-wop on corners.
You're from the same part of town as Larry Davis, the Crack City Terminator. That's
who?
You don't remember Larry, the guy who went and shot like 10 cops and
was on the run? Yes. I read the Post every day.
I know
Larry
this because
Davis.
Another person from your neighborhood told me the whole story of how he got
great
away.
Great neighborhood in the Bronx.
Yeah? Why don't you go back there and stay?
Oh, you see, here I am. I get myself into a good mood, Marshall.
I
let my guard down. I try to be a nice guy.
Peace-loving nature.
I'm trying to be like a hippie type dude here, and you just zing me out of nowhere. It's like you're probably sitting there for hours thinking, I'll get this guy back. I'll get this guy back, and then bam.
No, we were discussing. You tell me your
it's
theory
like
of
an air raid attack
good
on
radio.
High holy days or something.
You want to take a call on the air?
Yeah, anything to change the subject because I'm going to murder you in front of all your three fans.
This is what Ken told me to do is like this way. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Is this the Handsome?
Oh, it's a chick.
Uh-oh. Eh? Yeah.
The Handsome and the Hound?
Yeah.
Howdy!
Ooh,
who's... Why don't you guys be nice to each other?
Well, we get paid to do this. We're building. We're trying to get a big deal
Hanson's
here.
Getting paid to do that?
Why should we be nice to each other? What do you want to make more hospitals or something? Help the needy.
What does he say? He belongs in a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speak into your mic there. Handsome.
Oh, my bones are creaking.
Really,
what'd you say, honey child?
He said the music is really great.
Why? Thank you.
What's your name?
My name.
Yeah, I know that's a tough one, but think about it for a minute. Get back to us when you figure it out.
Listen, I've heard from people that Hanson has a history of a lot of great New York music in the past. And I don't really know his history.
That's a lie.
Gee, you're humbling me.
I don't really know his history, but I want to say that even though I don't know him, I respect him for that.
Because he doesn't know you?
Which, well, you respect me tomorrow, that's the question.
Let you know that there's somebody out here listening. Okay.
What's your name, babe? Hey, babe.
There was a lottery and I won, so I had to do it.
Where's that accent from? Where you hail from?
What?
Where you hail from? Corpus Christi, Texas?
No, Oregon.
Oregon?
Oregon.
Wait a minute.
Are you a friend of Nick Hills? A friend of Nick's, I think. Anyway.
He's probably a friend of yours, you greasy-haired homophobic.
Why is that doing that? Yeah. Anyway. What do you want to do? You want to go back to some more Muzak? Or you want to yap some
more? Hey, Marshall, when's the last time you washed your hair?
When was the last time I washed my hair?
I cooked 3 eggs on the grease that fell out of it this morning.
Ah, ha, ha. But we can make some jokes.
Ask me some more questions. This is your preparation for the show. I come here early.
You think I prepare for this? I'm like barely out of bed. I'm watching you spend 20 minutes getting a calzone for breakfast. So tell us about your come on, you got any good cab driving stories? Why should you have cab driving stories? We know what you do for a living.
You got any good bicycle driving stories?
Yeah, I got some amazing ones.
Go ahead. Why don't you lull us to sleep? I could use a nap.
You want to take another phone call?
It's not fair. He's got electronics on the side.
We have just given him the Vulcan death grip through the headphones. Say, uncle.
Never! A Manitoba never says die.
We'll do it again. No.
Keep it on my cheeks. That's fine. A little too smart.
Anyway, coming up soon on radio, how we have Den's Corner. Actually, are we ready for Den's Corner?
I don't know.
No. Den, get it together.
Everyone's got stomach aches here, ain't
he? Yeah, you guys sound like a bunch of old ladies.
Come on, Den, get with it.
Den's All right, we're going to pick it up corner. One time. Tell us about this next song, Handsome One. It's called You Had It Coming. It's called You Had It Coming.
It's called You Had It Coming, and it's like, you know, you mess around, you play with fire, you get burnt. Some people will say, aw, and others will say, you had it coming!
Huh?
You're a master of timing there, Marsh.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to see if you had anything else to say.
Oh,
Yeah. little early morning Neil age experience here. Blow the cobwebs back into your brain. With Neil Young and Like a Hurricane, recorded live and requested by our special guest, Bic Manitoba. We heard Motorhead with Louie Louie. We salute Motorhead. The Dictators and Weekend. What did your mom think about that? That line, just give me a soap.
That fat slob, who cares?
The Stooges with your pretty face is going
pretty
to hell.
Pretty face is going to hell.
You, the Dictators played one of their very first gigs opening for the Stooges.
Yeah, I wasn't even in the band yet. Mm. I was road crewing up a storm. And we went down south, and we opened up for Iggy and Blue Oyster Cult. It was an extravaganza of extravaganzas. Iggy's great. I had a great performance. I saw him in the Electric Circus back around the early 70s, and he was an amazing, amazing performer, live performer.
I saw pictures of that the other day.
Of what?
I was getting my hair cut at Scott's, and he showed me his photos from the Electric Circus, 1971.
Oh, you go there, too?
Yeah.
You get your hair done there, too? By Marilyn, the great Marilyn, the greatest haircut to the stars the world has yet produced.
It's true. Let's salute
our... It's for Marilyn Kempner.
Our official
best thing
hairstyles.
Top 10 ever did in this gosh dang life.
Yeah, and we opened up with Wild Kingdom, and you had it coming. So this is one of my all-time favorite Handsome Dick stories. There's two of them, actually. First off, the Dictators supposedly were thrown off a Kiss tour because you kept calling Gene Simmons Jaime Klein, which I guess is his real name.
Jaime Klein, his name is, and Paul Stanley's is Stanley Eisen. So, like, I'd walk up to them in airports and, like, you know, I speak seven different languages fluently. I spoke a little Yiddish to them. That's my Bronx education. Spoke a little Yiddish to them in the airports, and, like, they didn't think I was, like, too funny. So, I think Paul Stanley called me a fat Fonzie. That's what he called me. Something about a Toady Fields joke, too. You know, I mean, they were intimidated that we dare... spoke to them in any terms except those of awe, so well, they didn't.
As
like
they say, the clothes make the man. And my other favorite story is I heard of this party at your parents' house in Co-op City.
Oh yeah, you want to tell a legendary?
Yeah,
story.
But the cops coming and you.
All right, relax. Don't give the ending away, babe. When I was a kid, I had a reputation for being a real housebreaker. I would get like really drunk, really up, and go over people's houses. Like throw pickle jars out of the terrace on the, you know, break, just grab a pickle jar from the refrigerator, throw it out into the street, throw cream cheese and mayonnaise all over the carpet and stuff. And one time my friend Gary's mother, we took her nightgown and we stuck it inside a jar of Hellman's mayonnaise. And it's like, you know, I decided I want to have a big party. And everyone started like rubbing their hands like flies. Because it was their turn. So I went around, I was stoned on goofballs.
Quite a sport about it, though.
I'll tell you when to interrupt, babe. I was stoned on goofballs, and I was driving around from playground to playground in the Northeast Bronx. Say, everybody, big party over my house, Friday night, big party. Well, my parents had just moved into Co-op City in the Bronx, and it was 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a terrace. And this was their first vacation. Little did they know it was going to turn into vacation to hell. Because when they got back, about $1,000 worth of their costume jewelry was stolen. People had penciled the big F word, you know, F-U on the... Richard Meltzer did it, a great rock writer, legend guy. Penciled it in on the wall with shaving cream and some kind of trick that he knew about that leaves it indelibly etched in the wall forever. What happened was somebody brought a bag of 100 Quaaludes. This was in the Quaalude I Love Everybody days, early 70s. I was walking around with a jock strap on and red lipstick swastikas drawn all over my body. It was 100 people. Everybody was screwing everybody else. And it was like tons of beer and tons of booze, and the cops came up. And a cop came into my bedrooms with this girl and pulls me out. He goes, listen, buddy, I got to talk to you. And, like, even in my stupor, I knew, oh, man, I'm going to get it now. And the guy says to me, listen, next time you have a party like this, you better invite me. And he walked out of the house. The cops came up 3 separate times. nothing happened. Didn't get arrested or nothing, but it was a wild party. About 150 people there. Guy got locked out, totally naked, got locked out of the apartment. He was in the walking up and down the staircases, blabbering to himself. Somebody broke their nose because they were so stoned they fell flat on their face. Isn't this wonderful, these things that happen to people? It was a great party. It's considered one of the greatest parties in the history of all mankind.
And we'll be doing this again tonight at your and John Ains' place.
At Rosemary's Pizzeria, 10th Street and 1st Avenue.
And does anybody out there have a bag of 100 Quaaludes? Be tough to come by in this in the Reagan era. Anyway, it's getting about time in the Hound Show that we do what is known as Den's Corner. That means move the mic over.
Only 45 minutes late today.
Put your face right in there.
How's that?
I know you know how.
Yeah.
Well.
What up, Hound?
I don't know. This is Den's Corner. Tell us what up.
We're kind of late. I don't know. Not much, actually. Den doesn't have too much on his mind.
You did get a reply from Tammy in the mail.
Yeah, well,
if anybody remembers and Tammy scandal during the marathon, that was Tim.
I think I'll deal with that personally. Yeah, Tammy, I'll be getting in touch.
Did wonders for Gary Paxton's career.
Really? Oh yeah, the guy that wrote,
Alley-oop.
What did he write? No, Monster Mash?
Monster Mash and Alley-oop.
Hollywood Argon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Kim Fowley.
Yeah.
Manitoba knows his rock history.
Anyway, so we're on the kind of, rock guitar guy thing, so,
No, we finished that.
No, we got one more, kind of,
I hope everybody has their tuner at ear splitting.
Oh, yeah, this should all be, like, played very, very loud. As loud,
very loud.
As
your
louder,
neighbors complain,
louder
just tell
than
them
your
to call the hound and I'll explain to
stand
them.
It.
Yeah.
And
guaranteed lease breakers.
My other favorite guitar hero, other than the Nilster, Hound Dog. He got to go see a man about a horse.
Hey. We're there.
Honey, I don't mean no harm. I just
Den's
love
corner,
to sit here and play all night long. I'll play up till 7 o'clock Sunday morning. But I got to see a man by the horse. if I don't see a man by the horse going to see me. And when I come back, we're going to have some fun. I just love to have some fun. I know, if people don't know who I am, but I'm with you. I ain't gonna give myself away. But when I come back, I'm gonna be.
called in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Den's Corner. Den would like to especially thank special guest Handsome Dick Manitoba. Fine job. Wild Kingdom.
Is that what happened when you guys disappeared into the bathroom?
See him to believe him.
That's what happened when he disappeared.
You gotta see the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Here he comes. Handsome one, we're almost out of time. Say you're Phil.
Aren't you going to say what all the genius DJs say? Oh, do you have any words of wisdom for your audience? You didn't ask me who my influences are, my favorite caller. The Marshman! Thanks for having me, babe!
Hey, dude, anytime.
Have safe sex. Eat lots of food. And listen to rock and roll very, very loud.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Handsome Dick Manitoba. Thanks for coming down. Wild Kingdom is with... Say it again. Where Wild Kingdom will be at this...
I memorized it. I memorized it. First, we start out at Billy O's Saturday, May 2nd. 163 Van Pelt Ave, Staten Island, New York. 718-447-9108. Following week, May 8th, Friday night, Brighton Bar. 121 Brighton Avenue, Long Branch, New Jersey. 201-870-1030. See you there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And what else? Lori else is up at 6. We got a couple.
They're
going
to bring you into wheelchair gym.
Yeah. The Boy Brothers would like to announce they're inviting everybody to a party Thursday night at Madame Rose's, which is some yuppie death hole in Lower Manhattan. Thursday night, do appear. They'll buy you all free drinks. We got a couple. We got a couple minutes more. One more from Wild Kingdom, the last song on their tape.
I love the best. I be stroking.
something. What time do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm smoking. That's what I'm doing. I be smoking.
Stick it.